Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 84. This chapter has 13 psukim in it. This Tehillim is another one written with divine insight by the sons of Korach. For further background on them, listen to Tehillim chapter 42, found in the Tanakh Daily archives. This is a prayer of desire to come close to God and to experience His light in His holy sanctuary. The Malbim writes there are essentially three parts to this psalm, and each part ends with the word Selah. The first part expresses a person's innermost desires of his soul to be present at Hashem's courtyard to experience God's light. My entire being wants to sing to God. The second part relates, even though at this current time we're unable to walk on the Makom HaMikdash, we're still Mitzapet LiYehoshua, we long for the day when we can. Parenthetically, without going into this topic halakhically, it's interesting to note that this year Temple Mount Har HaBayis had approximately over 2,000 Jewish people who went up to be Ole LeHar HaBayis to ascend Temple Mount. This perhaps is the most amount of Jews visiting the Temple Mount in over 2,000 years. Mashiach is certainly on his way. I recently heard a Rav of mine say that when a runner sees the finish line, they sprint even faster to the end. We're right at the end of this long gullus, and Mashiach is on his way. The finish line is in sight. We need to use all our efforts and energies to sprint to the finish line by strengthening ourselves in whatever mitzvahs we can. Praiseworthy is a person who strengthens themselves with oaths not to give up on the Geula, final redemption. Moving on, the third and last part of the chapter is an explicit prayer for Mashiach. We ask Hashem to look down upon us and send His Anointed One, for Hashem to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, because one moment of truly experiencing God's light is greater than any pleasure in the world. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 11 it says, Ki tov yom b'chatzrecha ma'elef b'charti histoyfef b'veis Elohim midor b'Elohei resha. For one day in your courtyard is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I prefer to stand exposed at the threshold of my God's house than to dwell securely in the tents of wickedness. This is really an amazing pasuk. For starters, Rashi, Radak, and Mitzudas explain, it's better to live one day in Eretz Yisrael at the Beis HaMikdash and die tomorrow than to live 1,000 years in exile. Think about that. It's better to be in Eretz Yisrael and be by the Beis HaMikdash than to live 1,000 years in America or any place else in the world. One day of truly experiencing Hashem is better than anything in the world. To put this into context, think about the greatest pleasure you can have, the most enjoyable thing to you. Experiencing the Beis HaMikdash will be greater than anything you've ever done in your entire life. Pure bliss, standing there, experiencing Hashem's light and the light of the Tzaddik Mashiach. It will be complete ecstasy. Again, the finish line is in sight. We're almost there. We're living in truly amazing and wondrous times. Let us merit to what this chapter ends with, Ashrei Adam Boteach Bach. Praiseworthy is the person who trusts in you, when we'll all greet Mashiach at the third temple. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.